Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7. Here with Mr. Kennedy Inge. And today we are doing Nego. I know Nego. We had to do a little bit of research on this one because Ken didn't think that this was like an original project. But looking into it, Nego created Bape. And obviously, he's entrenched in the fashion industry. And he's created other fashion products. And this was a project, obviously, just giving back to hip hop. And obviously, Bape is one of the biggest brands of, you know, that hip hop artists wear, like Pharrell, like Pusha T, you know, to say the least, there's a whole bunch of them. So he put together, you know, basically like a compilation project. That being said, you know how we started here? We start with the ratings. So Ken, the features, because it's technically all features. What would you say the features?
Give me a B plus.
I'm with you. I was gonna say B. I'm gonna stick to a B. But okay. It was really good. What about the production?
B plus.
I'm at a B. Yeah. I'm at a B. There were a couple of joints on here. I was like, not my cup of tea, but it is what it is. What about the rapping?
B.
I'm at a B. And overall?
Overall, I think it's a B. Yeah. There's a couple of joints on here. I was cool.
Yeah.
On,
but. Some of these Pharrell joints. Yeah. Calling you out, my guy. But I get it. You know, that nigga, he's completely eccentric. And this allowed him a platform to display how eccentric he is, because there were a lot of quote unquote hard tracks. Mm-hmm. That intro, Lost and Found freestyle, ASAP went crazy. Then when the beat changed, and then Tyler went crazy. Mm-hmm. ASAP went crazy on the second one. Pushes on here with like, you know, so there was a lot of quote unquote hard ones. Pop Smoke shit. Oh my God.
Pop Smoke was good.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah, that shit was good, bro. So, you know, like there was enough hard shit. So it's like Pharrell didn't need to go in that bag. So I respect it. And we know that Pharrell has done that. Like this nigga is literally NERD. So, you know, so I get it. I was cool with it. It was just not necessarily my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ken. And then did you know, damn, there's one of them on here. The last one, number 11, Come On, Let's Go. That was on Madden. That's why I sound familiar.
That's yep. Okay.
I wondered if you was gonna pick up on it. When I got to it, I said, "Oh, that's where this came from."
That makes sense now. That's why I thought this was some leftover tracks or somebody remixed some old shit they found online.
Yep. Nah. That shit actually made Madden. So, Ken, I think overall this was dope. I think that when, you know, I want to say, Mark Echo did this as well. And there's a big crit. It's Big Crit, Joey Badass, and Smoke Dizza have a song. I think it's called Live from the Underground, if I'm not mistaken. And to me, I think fashion and hip hop are so intertwined that when things like this happen, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is good for hip hop because it's not like he went and got a whole bunch of no name motherfuckers. Like, nigga, he got Tyler, Pusha, ASAP, Pop Smoke, Pharrell. Like, bruh, that's amazing. Like, yeah. He did a really good job. Like, I don't know, you know, how this type of thing comes together. Like, I don't know how, you know, who makes a phone call, like how you put it together. But I think that, you know, 10 songs, 11 songs, 33 minutes, a real sweet spot. It displays a lot of aspects of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I was here for it.
Yeah, Hear Me Clearly was another one where I was like, no, I know that. That sounds familiar. But I think he just turned that saying into a whole song. Mm. Hear Me Clearly, Y'all Niggas Fear Me, or something like
yep,
that.
Yep.
So I think that's what he did with that one. So when I heard that one first, I was like, wait a minute, I know that. And then I got to Come On, Let's Go. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, I don't think this is real. But real, yeah, no, real. Everything rolled, man, from, of course, Lost and Found, Arya. Mm-hmm. Which Game of Thrones reference, I believe.
Yeah, Punch Arya Stark.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Functional Addict. I actually like Gun on that joint.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I was really interested in what Gunna was doing there. But yeah, then it's Cudi, man. Y'all could have kept that shit. Teriyaki Boys, I'm good.
Yeah.
That paper plates thing.
Yeah, I was good on that one too.
Yep. And the Lil Uzi Vert joint. Heavy. Yeah.
But like the ones that went Kendrick, like they really went. Like them first two was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I can't speak. So just to give people a little bit of insight, when I want to say I had put this I put this on the docket and you was like, yeah, I listened to, but I think it's some leftover shit. And I said, I don't know. So we looked it up, researched it. That's how we knew it was Bape and all of that type of shit. When we left the studio that night, the first one I played was the Pop Smoke. Mainly because I'm like, okay, he's no longer here. Obviously, we see the other artist that's on here. Let me just play that one. Man, with that peak out, like, what is going? And then he, like I said, bro, you know, we just recently came off of, and I know when this is going to come out, it's not going to be recent, but we just did the live where we did the live bracket. But one of the questions that we had got are, you know, what rappers 25 and under are, you know, coming for the throne? And, you know, unfortunately, Pop Smoke has passed, but I think Pop Smoke would have been one of those guys we would have been talking about. And it's tracks like this that's like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Proof. Like, this shit is hard as fuck.
Yeah, no, it is. And I want to make a correction. Paper Plates, that beat on Paper Plates is nuts. So I take that one off of the ones that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that when that Pop Smoke joint came on and he started rapping over that beat, I was like, okay, I hear it now. Mm-hmm. Like people have talked about him a lot and I thought it was one of those situations where he's no longer here. So people tend to romanticize or hype him up a little bit more than when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when I heard that joint, I was like, I kind of hear what some of the folks were saying. Like,
yeah.
Imagine him being able to, because most of the stuff that I think one of the ones we did, it was stuff he
post-titles.
Unfinished. Yeah. So he didn't have a chance to really be creative and sit down and work through the process. So I only imagine him being able to do that. He could have definitely taken off. But nah, this was definitely a good listen.
Yeah, no, 100%. Hey, look, like I said, 11 songs, 33 minutes, short, sweet, simple, to the point. This is highly recommendable. And I do agree with you, Paper Plates was dope. That is a crazy Pharrell beat. But yeah, definitely recommendable. If you didn't know about it, because I don't think I think this shit went under.
It did.
You know what I'm saying? Because... you know, again, Come On, Let's Go made it to Madden and stuff like that. And obviously that may have given it some legs. But here's the thing, Ken. Madden always puts me onto some songs, but I don't ever really go back and, you know, check on the projects and stuff that it comes from.
Yeah, neither do I.
But all that being said, this is a really good compilation. And you should definitely go listen to it. Go download it. And I'm pretty sure you are not going to disappoint. If you got a... you know, not a good sound system, turn down the bass because some of these shits will blow your speakers out. I promise you. But look, you know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.